30 years ago, a UCLA anthropology graduate student in his 40s published his master's thesis. It was about his encounters with a Yaqui Indian shaman from Sonora, Mexico, and about his pharmacological and spiritual journeys under the tutelage of this shaman, Juan Matus. The teachings of Don Juan, A Yaqui Way of Knowledge, by Carlos Castaneda, became a New Age classic. And if the book didn't enjoy much respect as scholarship, and if the author's veracity was questioned along with the very existence of Don Juan, that book and Castaneda's 9 others sold in the millions just the same and were translated into more than a dozen languages. As murky as Carlos Castaneda's life was, so it seems was his death, reported today by J.R. Moringer of the Los Angeles Times. Mr. Moringer, when and where did Carlos Castaneda die?
Well, to the best of our knowledge, he died at 3 o'clock in the morning, April 27th, at his home in Westwood.
To the best of your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But his death certificate, you've discovered, was not entirely a work of nonfiction.
Right, so we have to take every fact on it with a grain of salt.
What is it that we are not sure about Carlos Castaneda?
Well, literally everything, from his name to his birthplace to his birth date. I've seen him quoted saying he was born in 25, 31, 34, 35, the place of his birth. He told an elaborate autobiography to Time magazine, which turns out to not be even remotely true. Said that he graduated from Hollywood High School. He didn't. He said he studied art in a particular place, and he didn't. He said that his mother died when he was 6, and she didn't. He often said that he was not married, and he was. He said that he had no son, and it seems pretty clear that he did have a stepson, at least. He was a skillful and a joyful liar about the facts of his life. All of his life, he told people whatever struck his fancy at the moment.
Now, on to the work that so many people read by Castaneda. Did he maintain to his death that indeed whatever he described in his journeys in the desert in Mexico and Arizona actually happened?
To the very end, he said that everything he recounted was true, and not only true, but meticulously documented. He portrayed himself as a field scientist, an anthropologist who had taken voluminous, copious notes about his adventures in the Arizona-Mexican desert.
Where he flew?
He claims to have flown, to have grown a beak, to have spoken with animals and seen giant insects, on and on. The adventures are quite amazing.
Now, some people read these things, and back in the late 60s, early 70s, as his writings were being published, he was one of many who were experimenting with hallucinogenic drugs.
Right.
And one interpretation was these were his trips.
Right. Well, that is one of many interpretations. They were either that, or they were allegory, or they were a mixture of the two, or they were brilliant fiction.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know, and I think that that's why his myth has endured for 30 years, endured and grown, because it is hard to imagine the motivation for him to concoct such a fabulous tale just for a master's thesis at UCLA. I mean, what would be the point, really? He was a good student. He had able advisors. They checked on his work closely and regularly. It's hard to see why he would have ever created such an elaborate fantasy. He never could have dreamed that a university press would issue a master's thesis and have it become an international bestseller. So, you know, it's hard to trace back the whole fantasy to, an intention to dupe the United States. I don't see it. On the other hand, it is also hard to swallow everything that he says, not only because it's all so fabulous, but because his life is a layer of lies. And I think the way he died is going to enhance his aura. He literally seems to have disappeared like a puff of smoke, which can only make the people predisposed to believe his stories believe them that much more ardently.
Well, J.R. Moringer, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
J.R. Moringer wrote today's story in the Los Angeles Times about the death of Carlos Castaneda.